Hello, I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Thursday, February 15, 2024. Markets in Asia mostly traded higher on Thursday after Wall Street resumed its rally, as strong tech earnings helped overcome concerns over sticky inflation. Even Japan's markets advanced despite the Japanese economy slipping into a technical recession, losing its spot as the third largest economy in the world. The Nikkei 225 is still within a few percentage points of its 1989 record, while China remains closed for Lunar New Year. Here at home, the PSE Index also rose ahead of the Banco Central's first policy announcement for the year. And as expected, the Philippine Central Bank did extend its hawkish pause for a third straight meeting. For the day, the PSE Index gained less than 0.5% to close at 68.82, supported by over 500 million pesos in net foreign buying.
I think it's good if they're downgrading inflation forecast, given that that was a major concern, or that still is a major concern when it comes to the outlook for 2024. Nevertheless, I think a lot is still up in the air. We're just in February, and there's a lot more things that could happen. We're currently looking at support of 6,700. Though I think we're seeing some resistance right now, we would recommend, I guess, cherry-picking companies still with strong fundamentals that are also currently performing strongly, meaning have strong technicals. We think there's still a few index names trading well below historical price to earnings. So there still might be opportunities despite the fact that the market has been reaching its almost overbought levels.
With regards to the rate cuts, it's not a question of if but when. So it's a good time for the market to consider names that have been battered by the high interest rate environment narrative, and then slowly position into those names which could benefit from the rate cut. So namely, we think these could be the property names that have a higher exposure to the residential segment. From the start of the year, we've seen significant foreign inflow. So I think that was what cushioned us. And then as we're continuing to hold at the 6.8 level, we're still seeing cheap value plays with some catalysts continue to come in. So I think that's why when we saw some dip in the morning, we saw some bargain hunters try to find their footing and then position in the market.
We see among international investors, they are holding back on investing into emerging markets that also include emerging market debt. And of course, there's some concern about the debt level in emerging markets generally. And that's, of course, hit any emerging market country. So we haven't seen the very big push into, as you say, into also the Philippines yet. But I'm still sort of the optimistic guy and say also Western money will move in that direction also throughout this year.
In corporate stories, SDI Holdings reports an 84% jump in net income in the quarter ending December 31, 2023, driven primarily by the 27% jump in the student population for school year 2023 to 2024 to almost 120,000 students. This brings the bottom line for the six-month period ending December 31 to over 500 million, more than double the figure year on year. During the period, the group also implemented a tuition increase ranging from 5 to 10% across all levels. Meanwhile, Cebulan Masters gets the green light from the Philippine Competition Commission for its proposed joint venture with Japan's NTT UD Asia for the development and management of an upscale residential high-rise condominium project at the Cebu IT Park in Cebu City. The PCC clearance is one of the regulatory requirements for the incorporation and establishment of CLI NUD Ventures, Inc. Finally, Manulife Financial Corporation calls 2023 a milestone year as it continued to execute on its transformation journey while delivering strong business results. That's 17% growth year-on-year in core EPS and 13% growth in core earnings. It notes core earnings growth across all insurance segments and double-digit increases in all new business metrics and some $4.5 billion of net inflows. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.